Crunch Time!
Crunch Time!
You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Crunch Time!
Crunch Time!
All right, welcome to Crunch Time. It is Tim Grunhart and Frank Bull. It is Wednesday night. Took last week off because of the 4th of July, but we're back into it. A lot to talk about.
Man.
A lot to talk about. Let's start out with something really positive, though. Congratulations to Patrick Mahomes, who's won the ESPY for the best NFL player, the NFL player of the year. Congratulations to Patty Mahomes, who deserves it, and it's great to have a Kansas City Chief walking on that stage at the ESPY. So,
that was great.
Anybody else, do you remember win an ESPY?
I do not remember
Didn't
another
Travis
Chief.
Travis Kelce do something or get something? I don't know, but it's just really great to have him
Represent the team and everybody
Chiefs.
Else, yeah.
All right,
he's a great rep. He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he was just terrific.
Just great guy. Yeah, great guy. And but we have to talk about some other things. As obviously, Tyreek Hill's situation has kind of opened up with some new storyline.
And we have the entire 11-minute tape, which you will hear in this segment, just a little bit later in this segment. And then you will also hear in our next segment, more towards the bottom of the hour, KCTV News Director Casey Clark Jr. explaining why KCTV did not run the entire 11 minutes of the Tyreek Hill, Crystal Espinal conversation in the Dubai airport.
Frank, you were in the business a very, very long time.
Right.
Was it handled properly?
No, they should have run the entire tape. But he's going to explain why they didn't. I mean, everybody else has run it. Now, I do not see the issue at the moment. So if they should have held the entire story until they could run the 11-minute
tape.
What
could be the excuses?
I have no idea what he's going to say. As far as I'm concerned, there is no excuse.
Yeah.
They should have had the whole 11-minute tape, and they should have been able to then put everything in context at that point, and then they could do their story any way they wanted to do. But this seems like they were cherry-picking, and it certainly did not throw. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's no innocence here.
No.
Okay, so she recorded this without his knowledge. He didn't know he was on tape. He didn't deny punishing his child by punching him in the chest and or hitting him with a belt. Okay, so he never really denied doing that. But she was trying to bait him into incriminating himself, with all this stuff. And he never really incriminated himself with the fact that anything about the broken arm. We know now he did not break his child's arm anyway. The authorities know that as well. Yeah. So it's just that's where they are at the moment.
So this is from a guy who has been on TV so long that when he signed off, so did the station.
That's exactly
so
right.
Frank Ball has been doing this
for
over
50 years.
That's the
start where they put a test pattern on at 11 o'clock at night and ran the Star-Spangled Banner for 8 hours.
National Anthem.
Before they went back on, yeah.
And the Flying Eagle in the background played the National Anthem. So Frank, who's been in the business a long time, so that's big news if they didn't handle it correctly. So we will get to that, but it's not a good situation. We'll talk a little bit about what we think the NFL is going to do,
right?
What the Chiefs think the NFL might do,
right?
And then we'll go from there. So
I think after hearing the 11-minute tape, both the NFL. They had the two investigators come in, talked to Tyreek Hill for 8 hours. They left. They went back, reported back to Roger Goodell. And I think the Chiefs, everybody's heard the 11-minute tape. The district attorney, the police, Child Protective Services, now everybody has heard the 11-minute tape. So it definitely puts the situation in a different light. Now, there's no way that either one of them look good. But at least Tyreek Hill doesn't look, quote, as bad as the TV part of this did when Andrew Recono, KCTV 5, their investigative reporter, did this story originally. So
Frank, I don't like the idea of taping somebody without their knowledge.
Oh gosh,
obviously,
you can't even use that in a court of law.
In many, many situations, we've all been in a situation where talking with our spouse. Obviously, we probably didn't say something as
we get
tragic.
Angry. We get angry. We have arguments.
Be afraid of me,
yes.
But I would not want my private conversations to be put on the air.
Absolutely.
So it's a very, very touchy subject. So yeah, let's go ahead and we'll get to that.
Okay, yeah, let's tell everybody where we are first. We are at CBD American Shaman, as you know, 307 Northeast Englewood Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64118. They are open until 8 o'clock tonight. They usually close at 7. Remember, you can come in. This is the only place you can do this. This is the only place, the CBD American Shamans. You can come and register to win a big tailgate package from Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue. We're going to make the drawing next month on the 21st of August. $500 gift card to Tickets for Less and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. Go to ticketsforless.com to get the best chief seats at the best prices. And Zarda Barbecue, you can enjoy Zarda Barbecue's award-winning burn-ins at both of their locations in Lenexa and Blue Springs. And so come in here, register. Remember, not a whole lot of people have registered for this. You have a great chance to win this tailgate. And it's one person is going to get the $500 gift card and the tailgate package for 10. So it's great. So without further ado, let's go to the original 11-minute conversation that we had not heard until this week.
Really, really want you to sit.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting and thinking.
No, you're not. You're not thinking about it. You're not thinking about it.
Tell me what happened.
He said, "Daddy," because we were getting into it, and he said, "Daddy, you're mean." Yeah. So we walked up the stairs.
Right.
You
and then
said, come back down here.
Right.
And he didn't want to go down there, but
right.
I was like, go down there
right.
because it'll end up worse for you.
Right.
So he walked down there, and then you were getting on his ass about.
And then you said something, right?
No, you kept getting on, and then he started crying. And then you were like, shut up, stop crying.
Right.
Stop crying.
Right.
And then he kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. And what, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That's sad, bro. That is really sad.
Then why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not going to lie about what happened to his arm.
Right. Like I said, I got to. But before y'all had moved here, none of this. I broke the arm. I beat women. None of that. Because I don't do none of that. That 2014 OD. That's a lot too. On me, that's a lot.
But you sitting here calling me a bitch and
but
everything
that's what
else?
Is, bro. Ruined my life and you lied on me in 2014.
How
I'm still
did
not
I
over that.
Lie about
I didn't touch you in 2014. I can put that on everything I love, bro. That's the real truth.
Okay, and then saying that you're gonna get custody of that's not gonna do.
That's the real truth. That's really.
We're business class.
Lied on me in 2014, bro. And if you want to rewind that night, we can rewind that night too. You was in my house, and did I pick you up and slam you? Hell no, I picked you up and put you out my door, and after that you left. And on my son, you did that, bro. And then when you get in the courtroom, you want to sit up there and cry on the stand. He hit me, man. Come on, bro.
Then where did the bruises come from, Tyreek?
Did I hit you?
Where did the bruises come
from? Did I hit you, though?
I'm asking, where did the bruises come from?
Did I hit you, though? Did I hit you? Tell the truth. Tell me the truth in my eyes right
now. No, you're not thinking about what had happened.
Look at me.
We're not thinking about that. Right now, the issue is...
No, we're going to handle both of these issues right now. While it's on my chest. Because the still hurt over that, bro.
And you don't think that this hurts me?
And when you walked outside and turned around, what you had said? Are you sure you're done with me? And what I had said? You can go home. And we done. And
no, you didn't do that.
What? Because
why did we get into the argument in the first place? What happened? Why did we get in the argument in the first place?
Which one? 2014?
Yes.
I don't even remember why, for real.
Exactly.
Do you remember?
Yes, why? I remember why. Because you took my phone and you went into the bathroom and you were texting the dude that was saying that you...
Who house you was in? You came to my house unwanted that day.
What?
You came to
no.
my
house. No.
Yes,
we
did.
Literally, you picked me up because we left
I
the...
No. Stop.
Because we were going to go to the movies.
Relax.
Because we
relax,
were going to go watch relax, the new, whatever
all,
it's called. The new Hunger Games.
First of all, I didn't pick you up because you drove over there. I remember that because followed you out the house that day. And then that's when I came after you was like, you know what I'm saying? I came at and you was like, are we done? I was like, yeah, we're done. Then next thing I know, 4 hours later, the police come knocking on my like, hey, what? We have an arrest for Tyreek Hill. You beat it. I'm like, man, what the
We had just got done having sex, and you took my phone and you went into the bathroom. We're going this way.
I did take your phone and I go in the bathroom, and then that's when I picked you up and told you you can leave, right? And then I put you outside.
No, you questioned me about it. You're like, but why is this person?
Did I ever punch you in your face and your lip? No, I did not. Bro.
You had your hand around my neck.
No, I did not, bro. No, and that's the sad part that we. No. Now, I want you to sit on this flight and think about that night. How about that? Since you want to break something up.
Okay, I will. I will sit on this flight and I will think about that. But I honestly want you to think about what that night between me and you getting into an argument about the way you disciplined. Right. And even that CPS lady says that it's you don't do it correctly.
Okay. I will listen. But like I said, though.
No, but you're not listening to me. Think about why a freaking 3-year-old would tell everybody and anybody that you broke his arm. Why would do that?
I'm the one that plays with him, maybe. That's why you don't do with him. I'm the one that get physical with him.
No, I play with a hell of a lot more than you do. You just sit on your game all the damn time.
That's right. That's all the needs to do.
So don't sit here and tell me I don't play with
you, right? Right, bro. Like I said, I'm sorry for whatever happened. I obviously this wasn't a match made in heaven right here. You know what I'm saying? We don't need no beef.
No, we don't. But you really, really, really need to think about why says somebody broke his arm, and every single time he says it's you.
I don't know.
And then if I look at him, he'll change his story.
Cause he telling the truth then, bro, and that's sad, bro. Like,
so, and then you sit here and tell me.
Program, bro.
No, and then you sit here and tell me that I'm not riding for you.
You're not, bro. You ain't riding for me in 2014. Damn sure ain't riding for me now, bro. And like, I really fully believe in my heart that you got something to do with your money behind this.
Okay, you can believe that
all you want,
both own them.
I own this one. She owns this one.
Who packed it? Who did the packing of the bags?
We both did.
We both did the packing.
Okay. After the packing was done, until now, where have the bags been?
Taxi.
But always with you?
Yes.
Did any other person give you anything to carry to US?
No.
Anything you guys are carrying which is electronic or battery operated?
Alright, this bag, camera.
Laptop,
camera,
iPad.
Drone, and a laptop.
Okay, have any of those been out of your possession?
No.
Anything you guys are carrying which is in a powder format?
Powder form?
Yep.
No.
Enjoy it. Okay, you want this one, please?
They gotta get on your ass to get the whole truth out.
You're not getting on my ass, Harry.
Yeah, you told me the truth finally, bro. See, I like when you finally tell me the truth, bro.
If I would have said that the very first time to you when this whole allegation got brought up.
Oh, you're supposed to still tell me the truth,
you
bro.
Would have gone crazy.
You still supposed to tell the truth, though, right? That's what somebody's wife's supposed to do.
And I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling you the truth from the beginning. I didn't do anything with you.
Three times.
No. With calling them, and now somehow this investigation got brought back up, and you're about to lose your so now I really want you to sit and think about it, because I rode for you against that detective and the CPS people, and they said time and time again that literally kept saying, "Daddy punches me," which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you
Okay, so what about you?
That he gets whooped. I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt? When have you seen me use a belt with When have I used a belt?
You got it. See, there you go, getting loud. You want everybody to see us in the world.
No, I don't. But I'm asking you.
Thumbs up, Crystal. Thumbs up to you, bro. Sometimes I just wish I would I wish I would have never had sex with you. I wish I didn't know that. None of that. I wish we didn't have kids. Like, my life is supposed to be a whole lot easier right now, bro. 2014 wasn't supposed to happen. None of that. But I put my hand around Ryan's neck. But I broke my son's arm. Come on. Let's be real, bro. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
You know how I am with kids. And you know how I am with I'm very hard. But I would never, ever hurt my son in life. Because look,
he is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. It's terrified. He is terrified of you.
You need to be terrified of me too. No, bitch. That's why you can't keep the man. He's terrified of you. He's terrified of you. I have the kids. Or I go have mom.
You've said that before. That's fine.
That's sad, bro. That really gotta go to those parameters just to like get through to you. Cause you always think somebody terrified of me. No, he's not.
If you ask, you will say if he's scared of you.
If he's terrified of me, when we was in that Pearson gym with all those kids, then what, huh?
He's three.
Oh my. There's the excuses. Everywhere we go, my son loves on me. Everywhere we go.
And then when we get home, what is it?
And when we get home, it's for real. It's serious time. It's time to lock in because he know I don't play. I want my son to learn respect, something that you did not teach our son, and something that he will get his ass ran over in his work head. Because first of all, our son is black. These white folks don't give a fuck about our kids. They don't, and you know that, bro, and that's sad, bro.
Just things could have been handled a lot differently with him than the way that they have been now.
Right.
And these twins.
Right. You got it, bro. I just let you have it.
All right. That was the Tyreek Hill conversation with his fiancée, Crystal, for 11 minutes.
Yeah, we could have edited out things like going through security stuff, but we didn't want to touch any editing type situations. Wanted to let that whole tape run just to give you an idea, because they went through security and actually they stopped arguing as they go through security.
Right.
They stopped twice and they picked that argument up again at the other end when they
were. Yeah, and I think, you know, one of those times, and you don't want to listen, but you also want to understand. And I'm not sure if you do understand. I'm not sure what you get from the whole conversation,
right.
Although I do think that you kind of get a feel for both sides, which maybe you didn't get a feel for both sides when they edited it out and put it on Channel 5 and put them in a bad light. So really, really a tough situation, a tough thing to listen to. Once again, we all pray and hope that the child is
all three children now.
All three
children. The twins have been born, so there's three children out there. And then Tyreek said, I wish we didn't have kids. Yeah. You know, you just, my God, those three children, someday they're going to hear that. Someday they're going to hear exactly what, you know, their dad said about it.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, you know, my life was okay.
You have to explain it to them.
My life was doing okay in Kansas City for 3 years. I had no problems. You come into my life and
back in.
Right back into the problem. Yep. So, yeah.
The relationship's volatile, obviously, and not a good relationship. And you got these three kids involved, and it's a shame all the way around. So what the NFL does at this point, no idea. I think, Timmy, you're probably the way I think it's anywhere from 2 to 4 games. I don't think it's going to be a half a season. I don't even think it'll be 6 games. I think if he gets 4, he might appeal and then maybe get down to 2. But I think it's going to be 4 games. And maybe the Chiefs just go take what he's going to give you. Take what Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is going to give you, and just shut up, go to work, and we'll get this behind us.
And I think there's some people over at Arrowhead that think that, you know, he may get 0.
Yeah, I think there probably are.
And, you know, and there's some people, I think it's going to probably end up at 2 is what I think. I think it's going to start at 4 because they're not the NFL does not want to stir this up more.
No. If they want to get it settled before all these training camps start so you get the NFL season.
The other thing is if the NFL comes out, Roger Goodell comes out and says 0, then think about all the detractors and all the CNNs and the Fox News and the Good Morning America is having these big conversations, turning this into a national issue and touching on the political correctness
domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm. And the NFL doesn't want that. They don't want to get this thing stirred up. They'd like to kind of get this to go away. It'll never go away, and the families, this will never go away between Tyreek and Crystal. Never go away.
Yeah, and his kids.
And his kids. It will never go away for that family. Yeah. Here in Kansas City, it'll always linger. It'll always be here. Yeah. But if you put it in a situation where it's 0, then the nation finds out.
Yeah,
and the nation knows. People know, but not everybody knows this is going on.
You know
but
who
they
else?
Will.
Yeah, right. You know who else gets upset are the NFL players who have been disciplined for similar type things, and then all of a sudden, he didn't get anything?
Yeah.
What do you mean he didn't get anything?
So I think you're right. I think it'll start at 4. I think if it's at 4, he may, and the NFL, or the Chiefs may say, okay, take your first quarter of the season.
Get going.
And let's get this behind us. Or they may say, hey, you know what? We think maybe, you know, that you were taken advantage of in this situation too a little bit, and we'll try to, you know, try to get down to 2 or 0.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I do think that 0 is about a 5-10% chance.
There's still a chance, but I don't think it's going to be 0.
I don't either.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We are at CBD American Shaman. We are at 307 Northeast Englewood Road in Kansas City, Missouri. Come on in and sign up for your Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue contest. On the 21st of August, we're going to pick one winner for a $500 gift card to Tickets for Less and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. When we come back, I believe we will have KCTV News Director Casey Clark, as he appeared on a KCTV program, their locker room program, tonight, and he will explain why KCTV did not release all 11 minutes of this conversation between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. We'll be right back with that next.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Back to Crunch Time. We are at CBD American Shaman up here in Gladstone, wonderful Gladstone in the Northland. And Frank, we just went through the Tyreek Hill full tape, and you know, one of the things that we both talked about, and I think a lot of people are talking about, well, there's a couple things. Number one is, why did Channel 5 edit and air only parts of it? And then number two, and you have the answer to this, are they going to get a honest interview with the news director from somebody who he's hired, that is basically, you know,
employee. in control of his,
you know, it's like, you know.
He's actually in control of Danny Welniak's next contract with KCTV. She is the sports director. She works at KCTV. KCTV and Danny did not actually interview the news director, Casey Clark. They let it up to their viewers. They took questions that their viewers wanted to hear answered, and they took that off, and they are the questions that Danny Welniak is going to ask Casey Clark Jr., their news director, about why they did not air that tape. So we are going to take a real quick listen here. It's about 6.5 minutes long. Again, we did not edit this. The only thing we edited out was the very beginning, where Danny Welniak was talking to the people on the air in saying that we are not asking the questions, we are letting our viewers ask the questions so we can sort of step away from this. But here is what Casey Clark Jr., news director at KCTV5, said why they did not air the entire 11-minute video.
Well, let's take a minute to think about what exactly the time parameters were when we released that. We had gotten the audio delivered to us on, I believe it was Sunday, and the person who gave it to us did not give us permission at that time to air it. They gave us permission to verify it. So we spent a few days making sure that the people on the audio were in fact Crystal and Tyreek. And then after the district attorney on Wednesday said that he believed a crime had been committed, but he could not prosecute. That's when our source came back to us and said, you can run with the audio. So the following day, that's what we did. And being that it was specifically about the relationship that Crystal and Tyreek had with their son and the mess that that had become, the story was focused on that.
Casey, the part of the audio discussing their relationship in 2014, many have argued that that part is newsworthy. Just today, we heard that opinion on national radio, locally, including in a column in the KC Star. What explanation can you offer as to why that piece of audio was considered not newsworthy?
It's fair. It's fair. We debated it a lot. I would say the biggest thing is when you listen to it in its totality, there's a lot talking about their parenting style and what happened in that tumultuous threesome. And then they go off and talk about what happened in 2014. Our feeling on it was that 2014 had been asked and answered. He pleaded guilty, and he, up to this point, had never publicly claimed anything having to do with him being falsely accused, wrongly prosecuted. He pleaded guilty. So the fact that they went off onto a tangent, and it sounds like a marital argument, it didn't have relevance to, and I understand some people disagree with us, but we make editorial calls every day, and that was an editorial call.
Why not release it in full to allow the public to make their own opinions on it?
Again, a good question. Maybe it's a generational thing for me, but first and foremost, I'm not a digital first guy. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I think TV first. And when you take anything raw and post it online, there are unintended consequences. And we tried to think through a bunch of those. And one of the first ones that really bothered me was we didn't know if our source could be identified by the audio if we posted it in its entirety. The audio that we have has a very distinct beginning and a very distinct end. And if we posted it in its entirety, Crystal probably would know who was the person that shared it with us. So that was the first thing. The other thing is, there's a disturbing part in there where Tyreek talks about not wanting to have children. And I, as a dad, looked at that and said, I would hate to have something like that live in perpetuity on the internet. And I couldn't live with myself if we had taken a chunk of something like that and given it life forever. So I just felt like it was better for us if we took the parts that were relevant, put them on the news. We're not a blog. We're not 24-hour talk radio. We are journalists. We make editorial calls every day. We decide what to keep and what not to keep all the time. And that's where we drew the line.
So what, if anything, would you do differently?
What would I do differently? It's a good question. I'd say we'd probably be more transparent up front once we aired the audio of what some of the stuff was that we were holding back and why. Because now everybody's kind of up in a tizzy about, oh my God, there's this 4-minute chunk that we never heard before. But I mean, we did play a little teeny snippet of that at the end of our second piece, which aired at 10 o'clock on Thursday, the 25th of April, where he does mention 2014 and he does say to her something along the lines of, he questions her motives and whether or not she's in this for the money. We did keep that in there because we thought that that was relevant because we too have questions about her motivation for making this audio. And Angie said right up front a few times that it was, as we understood it, her insurance policy. She wanted to make sure that she had something to fall back on if the relationship fell apart.
The last thing I want to ask you, going forward for any of our viewers, what would you say to them?
I would say that I would hope that you would take a look at the body of our work, what we do in totality. I mean, Angie Ricconno, who's getting lit up online, is a great journalist. For those of you who live in Jackson County, you can thank her directly for how much work she's done to try to roll back your property taxes. She's done 2 weeks of amazing work that the county commissioners have looked at and said, you know, there's a problem here. She personally got a guy who should not be performing private autopsies thrown in jail. I mean, she's doing good journalistic work. And the reason I'm standing here is because the buck stops with me. So I'm here not Angie, because ultimately it was my call.
And it was not a good call.
Terrible call.
It was a bad call, and there was a lot of backpedaling.
There are a lot of excuses right there.
And, you know, thank you, Angie, for getting our taxes rolled back a little bit. That was awesome. Thanks so much for that. But
the thing that kills me about this guy, Casey Clark Jr., KCTV 5 news director, everybody in our business in the last, and I was in it up until just a couple of years ago, I was in there till June of 2017, right? In the last 10 years, every news director, every station, first thing they tell you, get it on the web.
Yeah.
Get on our website. They don't even care about the 6 and 10 o'clock news.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell us, I'm not a digital guy.
Yeah.
I have no idea why your news director over Channel 5. I don't know how this works, because you drive everything. Everything is driven to the websites these days. First, foremost, get it on first. Get it to the website. Get it on there and the whole thing. And a lot of people will tell you, if you want to hear more about this story, if you want to hear this interview in
depth, drive them to the website.
Go to our website. Go to our website. And all of a sudden, this story, with an 11-minute
go to the website. Absolutely.
Is held off the website. I'm just going, that just doesn't, it doesn't flush with me. But in this day and age, that's really a shame. And the other thing they should have done in this situation with him was put him on a 6 and 10 o'clock news, because that's where the stories aired.
Right.
That's where the stories about him aired from Angie Rocono. It wasn't on, was it KSMO? Is it Channel 62? I think it's KSMO, where their locker room show is.
Right.
This stuff didn't air there. I mean, it might have aired there. I don't know. But when they put this on the air, it was on the 6, 10 o'clock news, and it was promoted like nobody's business.
Yeah, and I don't understand where he comes off and where they come off of taking snippets of this conversation and letting that go, but holding other stuff back.
Yeah, right.
It just,
because they picked and chose their battle there with that.
Yeah, they did. And it felt like, it wasn't a good conversation for either one of them.
No, absolutely not.
And, you know, like I said,
it might throw it into a different light, but that light is still pretty poor.
Okay. Absolutely.
Between the two of them, yes.
Absolutely. And you know, there were some things that Tyreek said that were offensive.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's also some things that he said that, you know, and he's having a private conversation with his wife, and he says, you know, maybe he's
it was
not,
an argument.
Maybe he's not going about it the correct. Hold on, let me say he is not going about it the right way. I've raised 4 kids myself, but he does want his kids to realize that, you know, life is tough, and you have to, you know, teach
discipline
lessons
them.
And discipline,
right.
and he wants them to have respect and those kind of things. Now he's not going about it in the right way, because maybe
correct.
He was not taught the right way.
Right. That was probably the way he was disciplined.
Absolutely.
It's just a vicious circle.
It is.
So, you know, I'm not sure if he was told to open up his arms and his dad punched him in the chest. I don't know if his dad used a belt on him, but you would assume that's probably what happened.
My mom used to use a spoon on me, a wooden spoon.
I used to get wooden spoons used on me as well.
Yeah, so.
Well deserved,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, you got it. Okay. So you've heard both sides of this. And so now KCTV 5 is on record of why they didn't do it. You have heard it on the air. You've heard the 11 minutes. We did not edit any of the 11 minutes, including going through security at the Dubai airport. We did not edit Casey Clark Jr., the KCTV 5 news director. We thought it was important to have his whole conversation on. So, and the questions they asked on Channel 5, just to reiterate, that was sports director Danny Welniak asking the questions, but the questions were from their emails that people out there wanted to have them answer those questions.
This situation needs to find a way to get resolved from the NFL.
Well, it's going to get
for
resolved.
The Kansas City Chiefs, for Tyreek Hill, for the Kansas City Chief fan, for the NFL, for the whole, for fantasy football players, all these different, people laugh, but their drafts are coming up. And people are they going to draft Tyreek Hill? How long is he going to be out? The NFL, believe me, I get emails all the time from the NFL. Push the fantasy football. Push fantasy, because that's a big part of what the NFL is all about now, too, with their social media and all the other stuff. That drive to the website, drive them to fantasy football.
Right.
Because it keeps people interested in the game. It's another way to be involved in the game. So the NFL needs, by the end of this week, I think, needs to have the judgment out. The Kansas City Chiefs coaches come back next week. They will start putting together game plans. They will start putting together plans for training camp and all those things. And they need to know who's going to be involved and who's not going to be involved.
And when they will. And the whole thing is, they probably won't know this week. By Tyreek at the beginning of next week, we'll probably go to the NFL office and we'll know by midweek next week because all the camps then start to open at that point. And they want this settled by then.
Yes.
The most important people for this to be resolved for are those three kids.
Absolutely.
Are those three little kids. That's for sure. NFL, Chiefs, rest of them don't matter. Those three little kids matter.
But it does. It needs to be resolved.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that it keeps on.
You don't want it lingering. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Tim's, we're going to talk some actual football. Tim's going to talk about some guys that could be on the bubble for making the Chiefs roster. And I have a very special guest coming in the last couple of minutes of today's show. Tim does not know who this is. I'm going to have them on. And they will join us at the end of the show. You do not want to miss that. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Crunch Time.
Kansas City's hometown sports station. Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back to Crunch Time. Frank has got some special guest coming on.
Yeah,
he still won't tell me who it is.
In 1 second, we're at CBD American Shaman, just there we are, for about the next 10 minutes here. We're at Northeast Englewood Road in Kansas City, Missouri. Don't forget, you can come in and sign up for the Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue Contest. So we were going to draw the lucky winner on the 21st of August. $500 gift card to Tickets for Less and a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. Special guest, please sign in.
Oh my gosh, nice try, Frank.
Way to go.
Oh my gosh. It was so set up perfectly.
Okay, talk about the bubbles.
Okay, guys,
talk
real quick, some guys you want to watch when camp starts. I think Blake Bell, a good buddy of mine's son, as we know, the Bell brothers from down in Wichita. Yep. They added some new tight ends. He's right now is running as the second tight end. They're going to keep
the Belldozer.
Belldozer will be one. Marcus Kemp.
Hey, they need a backup tight end.
Yes, they do. They signed a bunch of guys, so it'll be a big-time competition.
Okay, so these are guys you think are on the bubble.
Well, they're on the bubble, and I think they just have to have big camps.
Okay,
they didn't want to make the team.
Guys that need some big camps.
Marcus Kemp, the wide receiver, very competitive. You see, a lot of these guys, it's going to come down to how they can help in special teams.
Right.
And Marcus Kemp is one of those guys. Can he help in special teams? There's a bunch of wide receivers they've signed and some guys they really like. And I think Marcus Kemp is one of those guys who's going to have to flash in special teams. Xavier Williams, I hate to say it, a Grandview kid, has never played in the 4-3 defense. He's always played in a 34 defense. He's always played that head-up nose type of position. Although they do shift guys around a little bit in the 34 to
even
fronts.
They're going to rotate a lot of those guys through.
They're going to rotate a lot of guys through, but he's never played that position, so it's a new adjustment for him. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes about. And then Dan Sorensen at safety is another guy that you got to keep an eye out. Every year they say it about Dan, and Dan certainly flashes in a lot of different ways. So it'll be interesting to see if Danny makes it.
Andy Reid loves him. Okay, special guest, you're late, but you can sign in now.
Hello?
Hello? Special guest, sign in, please. Tell us who you are.
Special guest.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, tell me about Timmy's golf game.
All I can tell you is, Tim Grunhard, I told him we went to Flint Hills National for an overnight golf trip. We played yesterday, today, a little two-day tournament. Him and his son, CJ, fleeced all my pals from Wolf Creek.
They were sandbagging.
They split first and second place money. They walked out with a cool 900 each out of 12 guys. Timmy, he won't be able to get a game at Wolf Creek anymore with that little that really solid 12 handicap.
Hey, Mike, it's the new driver. You made fun of me for buying a new driver. Now, can you admit that was a good investment?
Tim, I should have got half the money because I coached. Luckily, CJ rode with me today. We were in the first group because we played so bad yesterday. I actually took fourth place and got my money back, so he didn't get any of my money. But CJ sat with me, and I coached him around the golf course. I had him hitting 5 irons off the tee, and CJ really won the day. So
he did win the day.
CJ, Kerry, and Tim all through there. And I really hated to see him have to split that money with Tim.
Well, Michael, we had a great time down there. We solved all the world's problems last night, which was one of the things we like to do.
Oh, I bet that was
interesting. Around a couple of adult beverages.
Yeah, right.
And it was, what a beautiful golf course. If you guys haven't had the chance to get down to that golf course, and just call Michael Garozzo, he'll take you. or just go over and, you know,
Tim
actually
got pictures of it. He'll never be back there.
That's right.
He's going to have to join if he wants to go again.
Michael has a new thing. You go into Garozzo's, you'll receive a card. After 10 Spadinis, you'll be in for a drawing to play at Flint Hills with Michael Garozzo. Is that right?
All right, Mikey.
All right, buddy.
Hey, what's going on? I didn't hear any of the show, but I hear we're talking Chiefs football tonight.
Yeah, we're doing the we did the Tyreek Hill, Chris Espinal tape for all 11 and a half minutes, and we also had KCTV 5 news directors Casey Clark Jr. 6.5 minutes as he tried to explain why KCTV 5 did not air the entire 11 minutes originally. So we had all that on the air, and we decided to finish off a little lighter note with you on tonight, Mike.
Well,
so
did,
we're
did
glad you
put them in their
we're
place?
Glad you joined us.
We
tried.
We set everything straight, Mike. We did.
I know you got the Godfather Frank Bowl in there, so justice for all will be had.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot, buddy. I'm glad you had a good time.
Hi, Michael.
All
right, Michael, the one and only Michael Garozzo.
I knew that he would find a way. He called me today. He wanted to get on the show. He wanted to rip me about me. Actually, first time I won money with these guys, and now I'm not invited back.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you sandbag with that?
I do not
handicap.
How did I play in Ireland?
Huh?
Well, how did I play in Ireland?
That was last year.
Well, that's
a whole year ago. Are you kidding me? That has nothing to do with anything.
Trending down to a 9, which is going to be a disaster.
It'll be great. We go to Abandoned Dunes. Well, fun.
Great.
Well, fun.
Yeah, we're gonna. Frank and I will be making the trek to Abandoned Dunes, Oregon.
That's right.
Playing,
that's in August.
Playing Abandoned Dunes, so we're excited about that.
Okay.
All right, Frank. Buddy. So the foot. Let's maybe next week we talk some football.
Yeah.
Would that be
I
nice?
Won't be here next
oh,
week.
That's
you
right.
Will.
You won't be here.
You'll
next week.
Be here.
You're always gone.
Tim will be here to host
Crunch Time.
Follow the Chiefs right here on your home for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sports Radio 810 WHB.